is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. For a second day, the Justice Department is questioning Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. President Trump was asked this morning if he's considered a pardon for her.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell if
cooperating? It's something I haven't thought about. It's really something I'm allowed to do, it, but it's something I have not thought about.
Maxwell's attorney, David Marcus, says she has information to give.
Ghislaine has been treated unfairly for over 5 years now. If you looked up scapegoat in the dictionary, her face would be next to the dictionary definition of it.
President Trump was asked this morning the status of trade talks with a tariff target approaching.
August 1st is going to come, and we will have most of our deals finished, if not all. We haven't really had a lot of luck with Canada. I think Canada could be one where they'll just pay tariffs.
The president said there's a 50-50 chance of a trade deal with the European Union. He's right now on his way to Scotland.
He's expected to meet Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss trade issues. Protesters, including Ukrainian and Palestinian advocacy groups, will be demonstrating. A widespread security operation has been underway for weeks and is scaling up before his arrival. Huge transport planes carrying military hardware and Trump's helicopters have been spotted at local airports. Many roads and lanes have been sealed off and airspace restricted. Catherine Arms for CBS News, Bath, England.
Well, here at home, the heat dome that's made for a rough week in the Midwest and South settles in the East. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've got record high temperatures being forecast in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, and in New York City as well. Could even see some records on up into New England.
Former Congressman George Santos is due to report to serve his 7-year federal prison sentence for wire fraud and identity theft today. The New York Republican was ousted from Congress in 2023. Santos said says he's been assigned to a minimum security facility he describes as a camp. Concession workers at Boston's Fenway Park could call a strike today, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
The union representing Aramark workers at the ballpark is demanding better pay.
Folks at the park are paid poverty wages.
Union President Carlos Aramayo.
They need to be respected, and if they're not respected, there will be a strike at Fenway Park.
Aramark says if there is a strike, it has contingency plans in place to make sure fans still get their food and drinks.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 56 points. The S&P is up 16. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A pregnant woman lost her unborn child in a Racine County crash, and now criminal charges have been filed. 23-year-old Noah Labonte of Mequon has been charged with homicide and other crimes. A complaint says Labonte was driving the wrong way on 7 Mile Road, collided with the woman's car, and now faces cocaine possession charges, among others. His bond has been set at $20,000. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley announced this morning he plans to run for governor, joining a crowded field after Governor Tony Evers said he won't seek re-election. Crawley, in a statement this morning, called the stakes too high to sit on the sidelines and said he wants to build on the progress Evers made. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez officially declared her candidacy this morning, with others like Attorney General Josh Call and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson also rumored to join the mix. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented a proclamation for the AMC Homecoming event at a cruise-in yesterday. Today's events include a swap meet, a gremlin gathering, and a car parade ending with a block party. The week celebrates Kenosha's automotive history. The Country Thunder Festival in Kenosha County saw 15 arrests and nearly 200 citations, similar to last year's numbers. An Illinois woman was caught selling cocaine to an undercover officer. She's being held in the county jail. The Racine Zoo has announced the death of Sydney, an emu that had lived there for a long time. Sydney was born in 1994 and arrived to our zoo in 2002. And it's truck and tractor pull night at the Racine County Fair in Union Grove. Festivities there run through Sunday. Tomorrow night features the Bulls and Barrels Rodeo, and Sunday it's Demo Derby Day. Full event details are at RacineCountyFair.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun. The Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Mostly cloudy and muggy for today with isolated showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, more clouds, slight storm chance, upper 60s for the low. And still a chance of storms for the weekend, highs through the 80s.
Currently at 77.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The first number one for Motown, from Mary Wells. That's my guy. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget with some disturbing lyrics, like we had this morning at 9:45. Yeah, it's another song by the same artist, and it's coming up. And it's here on WRJN in about an hour and a half.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes, as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Where you go to get your life back.
Is your check engine light on? Is your car making a strange noise? Anaya's Auto Repair is on it. They're diagnostic experts with cutting-edge tech to find the problem fast. Classics, commuters, commercial vehicles, even buses, they handle it all. Electrical issues? No problem. AC service? You bet. Anaya's even works with all of the newest Freon systems, no sweat. And most vehicles are in and out the same day. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. 52nd Street, Kenosha, just east of 30th Avenue.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Soy marinero.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Dan Marcus, bringing in Stuart J. Waddles now in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with an update.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man killed in a crash Tuesday night in Racine has been identified. 29-year-old James Felix died after a collision between his motorcycle and a van. It happened at just after 8 that night near 21st and Racine Streets. Felix was found unresponsive and later died at the hospital. The 62-year-old driver of the van stayed on the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. A convicted felon in Racine is facing charges after she filmed herself with a firearm following a social media rant. 53-year-old Patsy Klemmer waved a gun and yelled profanities while driving past a basketball tournament she mistakenly thought was an event where guns were being confiscated. Police say they found a gun and THC in her purse. She's being held on a $750 bond. It's truck and tractor pull night at the Racine County Fair. The festivities continue through Sunday in Union Grove. Tomorrow night at the grandstand, thousands will pack in to watch a rodeo event called Bulls and Barrels. On Sunday, it's the Demo Derby. There's a full lineup and more about the costs at RacineCountyFair.com. And this year's Country Thunder Festival in Kenosha County saw 15 criminal arrests and nearly 200 citations. Those numbers roughly match last year's enforcement during the four-day event in Twin Lakes. Among the arrests was a cocaine bust involving an Illinois woman that allegedly sold drugs to an undercover cop. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says they handled more than 470 service calls, keeping the crowd of about 40,000 safe and secure. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Mostly cloudy and muggy for today with isolated showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, more clouds, slight storm chance, upper 60s for the low. And still a chance of storms for the weekend, highs through the 80s.
Currently at 77.
Yeah.
WRJN. The J5 there on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today. You hitting the shore? Partly cloudy and 77 for a high today. Water temperature 72 degrees, waves under 1 foot. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? Must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer. Must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? My friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, songs that make you sing along.
Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
You hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay, just like you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
The Ides of March did the original vehicle 1970. That song just keeps getting covered. Song written by the lead singer, Jim Peterik. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion today? Not happening. Because of the Brewer game. That's the only reason why. And he'll be back with another one on Monday on WRJN.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. The early birds will find their AMC treasures at Kennedy Park with day one of the Homecoming Swap Meet from 8 to 4. It will be the AMC Gremlins galore at Jeffrey Elementary School with a special event starting at 10 a.m. Then AMCs will parade throughout the streets of downtown Kenosha, ending at the Kenosha History Center for a fun-filled block party with AMC t-shirts, keepsakes, and Kenosha's signature food trucks. Go to WRJN.com for all the details and keep your dial on 1400 AM for more AMC Homecoming excitement. It's powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would
Wisconsin Connection for Tommy James. He used to live in Monroe. Wisconsin Connection for Otis Redding. Let's not get into that.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
Oh, we can fly. Up and away, my beautiful, my beautiful.
Everybody liked that song. Even my parents. Fifth Dimension, Up, Up, and Away. On WRJN.
I feel like I'm about to dim my eyes.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The heat dome that's baked much of the Midwest and South this week is slamming the Northeast. The heat index could hit 100 today in New York City. CBS's Rob Marciano is at a public pool just to the north in Yonkers.
The core of that extreme heat will be in the Northeast today, so pools like this one will be in high demand before a cool front comes through tonight. But where it's not going to cool down into next week is the Mid-South and the Southeast.
It's heading into the mid-90s in Boston, where hundreds of concession workers at historic Fenway Park have just gone on strike. CBS News Boston reporter Penny Commit.
Fenway's concession workers say they make a trip to the park, not just a ball game, but an experience. And that experience, according to the union, is being threatened by automation. Newly installed self-checkout alcohol kiosks have already cost at least a dozen jobs, they say, and it cuts off workers' interactions with fans, directly impacting their tips.
Well, for a second day, the deputy attorney general is questioning Jeffrey Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell. Her attorney says,
"We're grateful for this opportunity to finally be able to say what